Bob Bertog joins us now, president of the Bertog Landscape Company. Hi, Bob.
Hi, John. How are you this week?
Pretty good. Does humidity affect plants the way it does us human beings?
It does. In fact, it helps harbor fungi because there's this constant moisture with humidity.
So that's bad in the lawn. I wonder, the moisture, does it sort of, you know, it saps my strength. But I don't know that a plant would have the same concern. I thought maybe all the humidity in the air would somehow be good for the plants.
Well, it's moisture in the air, so yeah, it's not going to dry out. But it the fact that it can harbor the fungi spores, it can get into plants. Like maple trees this year have a disease called cottony maple scale. It's actually a scale, but it's the humidity that's bringing it on. And you'll see roses don't do well with a lot of humidity. They get black spot. So yes, to answer your question, humidity definitely does have an impact on it. And it's very difficult to work out in the yard.
Yeah, right. Humidity. It's bad for the plants because we don't get out there as much. Well, what am I seeing around the neighborhood? It looks like some animals ripped up the bark of trees and left it lying on the ground. Do you know what I'm talking about? What is that?
I haven't seen that. Is it down at the base by the flare, by the root flare?
No, it's kind of up and down the trunk. And you walk by and you'll see, and maybe it's not just on the white birch, although it looks like white birch, like some of that stuff that peels off. One of my trees actually is starting to do it now. And I thought maybe this is related to the moisture, but the bark just seems to be shearing off in maybe 3, 4, 8-inch long strips and maybe a few inches wide, like something just came in and pulled off chunks of the bark.
The only thing I can think of is if it's the bark that's coming off that would have been from a frost crack in the winter it was a cold snap we had for about 2 weeks, and if that froze the cambium behind the bark, then the bark dies. It could peel off, but that's a long shot. Taking that one.
All right, I'm going to send you a picture in a minute during the break. I want you to look at it. Okay.
Okay, and then to your point about birch trees, birches. Very common for like a river birch for its bark to peel back. That's its one of the characteristics of a birch.
Okay. How about you? 312-981-7200. If you've got a question for Bob, this is your chance to get in the queue. We'll start with Charles. We'll go with you first. Charles, you're on WGN. What's your question for Bob?
I have another birch tree question, but I'm not worried about the bark peeling back, but my leaves are turning yellowish and a lot of them are falling off. I think that's too early in the season to do that.
Bob, what's that all about?
That's the birch's natural defense mechanism when it's thirsty. It says, I can't feed all you leaves, so I'm going to drop some of you. The tree is still healthy, but give it some water. That's indicative of lack of water.
So it's not too late, but start watering even more, huh, Bob?
Yeah, and the defoliation, though, that's any plant, actually, but birches, it's really pronounced. They turn yellow and defoliate. This is the time of year, typically, they do it, and they're just saying, listen, I'm tired, it's hot, it's humid, I can't feed all my leaves, so I'm going to let some go.
Good luck to you on that, Charles. I appreciate the phone call. I've got some vines growing up over a trellis, and I want to train them to go around and fill the trellis. Some of them, though, are growing off in different directions, and I thought, well, I'll just cut off the parts that are going in areas I don't want so as to channel all the energy and nourishment to the parts I do. Is that an effective strategy, Bob?
It is, but if you wanted to keep it more bushy on the trellis itself, it's a little more work, but it's go ahead and try and keep working the vine to wrap it around it and even use some of the that green gardening ribbon to hold it in place, and then it'll eventually grab on. Then you can remove the ribbon.
It's amazing how quickly some of that stuff is growing lately, like sometimes inches in a day, it seems, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel like you could sit there and watch it grab on and grow.
Almost. I went out and came back the next day, and I thought it wrapped all the way around that pole. Hey, John Williams, it's a sycamore tree with the bark you're talking about. I don't know what kind of tree it is, but the bark on some of the trees in my neighborhood's just fallen off. Bob Bertog, is it too hot to spray weed killer on Creeping Charlie?
I wouldn't do it in this heat. Most of your herbicides, the threshold is 85 degrees. In our company, it's 80 degrees. I don't like to take a chance of it being over 80.
Bob, what do you do for hydrangeas that have flopped over from being too heavy?
Probably referring to Annabelle hydrangea, and they you can either just use some nursery twine to get the green so you won't see it, and you can tie them up, or they have cages, actually, that go around them. But if you didn't put the cages on right at the start of the season, it's hard to get them on there.
Yeah, right. And it's a shame. It's the same with the peonies, you know. If you don't cage
right
them, then you've got this pretty flower in the dirt. Hey, Bob, I just had new mulch laid 6 weeks ago by a landscape company, and I've got lots of weeds already. Is that right? Should I call this company?
Well, I would. It depends what they sold you. Was it hardwood mulch? Was it just, did they just call it mulch? You know, what kind of processing was done with it? Because a lot of times, if it's like a leaf mulch or a compost mulch, they mix that in with topsoil and maybe grass clippings, and sure, you can get weeds in it. So I would find out exactly what they sold you and then see if it should be weed-free.
Well, I don't care. Well, nobody buys weed-ready mulch. I mean, whatever they did, you don't like it, I would complain about that. Bob, but I've noticed in my yard, the previous landscapers put down a plastic sheet, so I presume is to keep weeds and things from growing up, but it doesn't keep them from taking root on top. Do you use that plastic sheeting? Is that something I should pull up or leave down?
I would get rid of it. The only type of weed barrier that people should use, it's a fine fabric, so the water can still get into the soil. The plastic's just going to harbor diseases and things underneath the plastic, so if ever you do take it out, or if you want to just cut out a section of it to plant something, odds are good that soil is going to be not feasible for planting.
Hmm. 3 months.
I wouldn't recommend the plastic.
Yeah, I've got plenty of it if you need any. Let's go to Rob. You're on WGM with Bob Bertog. Go ahead, Rob.
Good afternoon. Thanks for taking my call. My son-in-law did some landscaping and thought he had removed everything from the bed that he replanted. Turns out the plant that is in there is a chameleon plant, and it is just coming back with vigor. Is there any way to get rid of that?
Oh, I'm not familiar with a chameleon plant, but if it's a hardy shrub like a woody, you're going to probably still have to go in and chop out the roots. Or if you can get to one of them exposed, you could put on a non-selective herbicide, and so hopefully it translocates back into what's left of the plant underground.
But if it's woody, then you got to just get the spade out and dig it out, Bob?
Yep.
And then find maybe
more work to do.
And if you don't get all of the roots, will they still come back to life?
Depending on what type of plant it is, like if it's poison ivy or something, yes. It's still very aggressive, or buckthorn. That will find its way back, yep.
Okay, Frank, you're on WGN in Crystal Lake. Hi, Frank, you're on the air.
I've got the same problem with the river birch. The squirrel forgot to get a building permit, peeled off all my bark, and made a giant nest. So that's what it is, John.
Wow, okay. I guess not much I can do about that, huh, Frank?
No. He stripped it down pretty good.
Maybe I'll report him to the city. What do you think of that?
He needs a building permit.
Bob, did you see the picture I sent you yet?
I did, and I don't know what type of tree that is. It does not look like a sycamore. But
no.
Definitely, it's hard to tell. You just get one piece of branch here. But I would not wait too long before calling an arborist, because you got exposed.
Yeah,
you're exposing the cambium there.
You see the green underneath the bark that's coming up.
And that's live tissue, yeah. That's why you want to find out what's going on there.
Lisa's in Schiller Park. You're on WGN. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, how are you?
What's on your mind?
Well, I have a very, very old elm tree that suddenly is dying. And coincidentally, I had it trimmed in the fall. And that trimmer is telling me it has beetles now. And all I can see are these like little tiny holes. He said they eat from the inside out. Is there anything to try to revive this tree, and or is the trimmer responsible?
Why would the trimmer be responsible? What did he do?
Because I've heard they could bring infestations off their equipment.
Ah, I see. Bob, what's your thought about all that?
Okay, well, it's going to be really hard to go after the guy that trimmed it. However, the timing of the trimming could be critical here, because if it was still in full leaf when they trimmed it, when an elm is trimmed, it lets out a pheromone, which is a smell or scent that the beetle is attracted to, and if the beetle gets in the it could be carrying the vector for Dutch elm disease. So there's a lot of things you gotta get some more clarity on from the guy who did trim the tree, and what exactly was it in leaf still. Certain trees you should only do in the wintertime, and elm is one of them.
Hmm.
Because of the fact that they do attract the beetle that carries the vector for the Dutch elm disease.
Yeah, but I mean, it would seem to me then you'd be okay with him trimming it while the leaves were on there rather than the winter. I mean, they're going to be attracted to the pheromone in the leaves in the summer, right, Bob?
Well, they're attracted to the pheromone that's in the bark, actually. So when this, even though you trim the limbs and you take it away, the pheromone is still coming out of the tree itself.
I see. So now it's exposed.
Well, yep, and in the winter, it wouldn't be exposed.
If you've got that beetle going on, is there anything you can do to save the tree?
Well, I would definitely recommend getting an arborist out there as soon as possible, because they could possibly do a trunk injection where they could put in an insecticide and it will translocate up through the arteries of the tree. But it sounds like if you're already seeing all these holes that have attracted the beetle, I would be surprised if it was just last fall. That seems like awfully quick. Maybe the tree had the beetles already harvesting or living in there.
Yeah.
But I would definitely get a certified arborist out there, not just the guy that says he trims trees.
Lisa, good luck to you. Sorry about that. All right, we're out of time, Bob. You are going to be on with Lou Manfredini this Saturday, right?
I am. That's correct, at Lurvies and Des Plaines.
So you'll be out there from 6 to 10 and on the air from 9 to 10, as I recall.
That's correct. I'll be taking questions from people at the store from 6 until 9, and then 9 to 10 on the radio with Lou.
So we get you for just a few minutes here on the radio on Wednesdays, but 3 hours of you, folks can just come up and go, hey, Bob, well, I got a picture of this thing here. What do you think about that, right?
That's the idea, yep.
So 3 hours with you personally, and then you've got an hour on the air with Lou. That'll be 9 to 10. And this is, where is Lurvies again?
Lurvies is in Des Plaines. It's at the corner of Dempster and Potter.
Well, have a real good show. I'll be listening, and I know a lot of folks are going to show up, and that's this Saturday.
That's correct.
Okay. Thanks, Bob. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, John.
Bob
you
Bertog
too. Thanks.
From the Bertog Landscape Company in Wheeling.